This episode has been brought to you by Project Ikute Torah, where we are here to help you learn, live, and love Torah Or and Likutei Torah. To learn more about us, visit projectlikuteitorah.org.
Likutei Torah, Parshas Metzora, page 24c. Zois tia Torah sametzora b'yom taharosai. Hinei mevu erbe'etz chayim shar lamed zayim perek zayim. Shesibas hanegoim hu machmas histalkus oir hachochma. The Eitz Chaim explains that the reason why the negoim in Parshas Metzora come is because of the histalkus, of the removal of the light of Chochma. Ki Metzora choshuv kemeis. Because a Metzora is considered as dead, uchasiv, and it's written in a pasuk, yomusu v'loy v'chochma. They shall die, but not in Chochma. And the idea is that if there is a removal of Chochma, that's an element of death, and consequently, negoim are a result of the removal of Chochma, and hence a Metzora is considered like a dead person. So in order to understand what the Eitz Chaim is describing, we need to understand Inyan Moichin de Eima u Moichin de Abba. What is the concept of Moichin? Moichin means the brain, de Eima of the mother, Umoichin de Abba, and the brain of the father. Kihine Moichin de Eima hu kemeshakosav eim habonim semecha. The brain of the mother is, as it's written in Tehillim, eim habonim semecha. The mother of the children is joyous. Sha'al yidei ha-hisboinenus. Because through meditation, noilad ha'ava v'hasimcha, v'rishbe'esh, there is born love, joy, fiery passion, v'hu bechines ha'rotzoi, and that's the desire, lehistalik, to remove, v'likolel, and become enveloped, ba'atzmusa yizborach, in the essence of Hashem. This means as follows. In general, Eima and Abba, mother and father, are a reference to the spheres of Chochma and Bina. Chochma is the father, Bina is the mother. Bina is the faculty of comprehension and understanding. And through meditation, using that faculty, a person can arouse the emotions, because when a person thinks deeply, ponders, contemplates, and meditates upon the greatness of Hashem, this will arouse a love of Hashem, a joy in His presence, a fiery passion, and that will cause a person to have a tremendous desire to cleave, and in fact to escape and leave their present status and become enveloped in the very essence of Hashem. That is all generated by the mother, by Bina. And that's called Moichin de Eima. Ach yeshei b'china shalom maila meha'ava b'rish be'esh. However, there is a level which is higher than this fiery love. Dahainu Moichin de Abba, which is the brain of the father, she'er en sof baruch hu she'ra v'chochmi lo, because the father is equated with chochma. Moichin de Abba means the brain of chochma. And in chochma, The Eir En Sof resides, as is well known, that in the world of Atzilus, the Eir En Sof resides in Chochma Ilah. Val Yidei Zenimshach HaBitul, and because of the residence of the Eir En Sof, from Chochma is drawn nullification, bitul. Ad she'ein boi koyach v'yecholus l'hagbiya es atzmoi, to the extent that when a person is completely nullified, they cannot raise themselves bebechinas rotzoi, in a desire, shehu bechinas yesh misha oyhev, because any form of desire ultimately is a form of self-gratification, because the person is a something, a yesh, mi she'oyhev, that loves. In other words, when a person uses their faculty of bina, it is they who are thinking of and pondering, and consequently, they, the person, has an independent existence, but they're using their faculty of moichin, de ema, of bina, to arouse a love for Hashem. But that's called a yesh misha oyhev, something that loves. Whereas when a person draws down the faculty of moichin de abba, which is the bittul of chachma, then that causes a complete dissolution. One can give a mashal, and this mashal is given in a different place in the Alter Rebbe's Ma'amorim, of a minister who hears that the king has come to the city, and the minister runs to see the king out of great love for the king. But as soon as the minister actually comes near to the king, he falls down flat on his face in prostration. Similarly, the running, that comes from the Meichin de Ema, from Bina. The prostration comes from Meichin de Abba, from Chachma. V'zehu inyin ha-hishtachavoy shebishmeina esrei. And in fact, this is the concept of the bowing and prostrating in Shmeina Esrei. In other words, the moment of kneeling and bowing in Shmeina Esrei, that is the element of Chochmah. Ukmei shekosev mizeh beduch tetuva, as is written in many places. V'ayin ma shekosev, alposev kasher ha-shamayim ha-chadoshim, v'alposev v'chola omreim esakoylis, v'alposev zeischu kasateira, ubedivra maskel v'ovad alevihu, ubedivra maskel matzazu, ubedivra maskel tsenu rena, v'inyin v'yayin yisamach l'hatzel ponim ishonmen, V'yal poso ki soveyo al eretz meshvei sechem beparshas nesochim. In all those places, that concept is discussed. V'zehu imrots libcho shuv liachod. And that is what is written. If your heart runs, return to the one. What does that mean? The running of the heart is the appreciation, the meditation, the fiery passion of Bina, of Meichin de Ema. But if that happens to a person, that there's the Yesh Misha Oyhev, thereafter, Shuv Le'echad, there needs to be the drawing down of the Bitul of Chachma. Ki al Yidei HaBitul de Meichin de Abba, because through the Bittul of the Moichin of Abba, of Chochma, Nimshech Bechinas Shuv. Then a person returns. V'hu Hamshachas Elikus Lamata, which is the concept of drawing Elikus down to the world. So we have here a Rotzoi and a Shuv. The Rotzoi is the desire to become enveloped in the essence of God. That is generated by the Moichin de Ema. And then we have the concept of the return, of the selflessness of the return to this world simply in order to draw down a likus to the world down here. Ulaham shocha zu, and in order to draw this down, tzorich lias harchovas hakelim, there needs to be wide receptacles, wide vessels which will receive this alikus. Vehein oisias hatoira shebichsav v'toira shebalpe. These wide receptacles are the letters of the written and the oral Torahs. Vezesha kosa beitz chaim shar lea v'rochel peirik zayin v'zeh l'shoyne. And this is what the Eitz Chaim writes. Uzachir klal zeh, remember this principle. She'ein nasa beis paratsufim elu lea v'rochel kan, ela achar hiskalos meichin de'aba b'zoh, ad kan l'shoyne. The Eitz Chaim writes that the configurations, the paratsufim, of Leah and Rachel can only appear after there has been a revelation of Moichin de Abba within the paratsuf of Zot. What does that mean? Ki Leah hi oisius hamachshava. Whenever we refer to Leah, we refer to the letters of thought. V'hi b'chines Torah shebichsav, which is a reference to the written law. Ki samach ribui oisius ha-Torah, because the 600,000 letters of the Torah, hainu oisius ha-machshava, are letters of thought. K'meshkosu b'mokam achar ha-posik ha-shavseisei tashmeru, as is explained in that maimah. V'rochel, in contrast, Rachel hi oisius hadibur Torah shebalpeh. Rachel represents the letters of speech, which is the oral law. V'lachein, and therefore, his havus beis bechinas elu, the creation of both Leah and Rachel, nimshach al yedei hiskalos meichin de abadaika, is drawn through the revelation of Moichin de Abba. Shehu ha-bitl, which is the bitl, shemizeh nimshach hashuv, from which the return is generated. Vehu ha-hamshacha bebechines kelim ve'oisius. And that is the drawing down of elikos in vessels and in letters. Whereas, from the Moichin of Ema, Shemehem Nimshach HaRotzoi, from which is drawn the upwards desire, Shehu Adraba, which is, on the contrary, HaHistalkus MeHakelim VeHaOisius, a removal from vessels and letters. So now we understand what's written in the Eitz Chaim, that in order to conceive the paratsufim of Leah and Rachel, Leah being the oisius hamachshava, the letters of thought, representing Torah shebichsav, and Rachel representing the letters of speech, which is Torah shebalpeh, in order to generate those two, it's necessary, says the Eitz Chaim, that there be a revelation of Moichin de Abba within Zeirampin. What does that mean? So as we have explained, because when there is a dynamic of rotzoi, of cleaving and removal and histalkus, so then there's no drawing down. A person is in a state of cleaving above. However, that's generated by moichin de'ema, by bina. However, thereafter, rotz libcho shuv le'echod, there has to be thereafter the return, and that is influenced and precipitated by Moichin d'Abba, by the bitul, which causes a drawing down of Elikus into the kelim of Leah, Oisius hamachshava Torah shebichsav, and Rachel, Oisius hadibur Torah shebalpeh. ואין מה שכוסף בדיבור המסחל וייצר את האדם, בפרשס ברשס, איך שהאויסיס נמשוך עם דייקה מכוח מאילה, שלמיילה מהבינה אין שם בריחס. Have a look there in that mima, where you'll see that Oisius are specifically drawn from Chochma Ilah, from Chochma, which is higher than Bina. Velochein, and therefore, Machmas Histalkus Meichin de Abba. When there is a removal of Meichin de Abba, and now we're going back to the Eitz Chaim at the beginning of the Maimah, which the Eitz Chaim said that the reason why Negoyim come is because of a removal of the Oyer HaChochma. Lochin machmas histalkus meichin de Abba, when there is a removal of meichin de Abba, shezeu inin soras, which is the idea of soras, de targumei sigiru, which is translated by the Targum as a closing off, which is the concept of removal. Mizen nistaif, from that comes she'ein nivnim paratzufei le'avarochel. That because there is a removal of meichin de Abba, so then there is lacking the shuv, the return, and therefore there is not built the configurations, the paratzufim, of Leah and Rachel, which is Teresh B'Chsav and Teresh Baal Peh. V'yoytzim tumurasam, and instead, because of the histalkus of the removal of Meichin de Abba, instead, there results in the Goyim. Se'es neged Leah, as we know that there are two types of these two types of negoyim, the se'es and the sapachas. So se'es is parallel to Leia. In other words, because of the lack of Leia, instead there is created se'es. Dahaina, which means, machmas she'ena nimshech b'china shuv b'kelim. Because there isn't the return into the kelim, the Oisius de Kedusha and letters of Kedusha, azai, therefore, mibachinas harotzei levad, from only the dynamic of rotzei, of cleavage above, yuchol lehistaif, it is possible that that should result in yenikas hachitzoinim, in nourishing klipa, which is called chitzoinim. Kemoisha achar hahislavos bitvila, as we find that it could be a person gets very excited during davening. However, im einoi oisig batoira, if after davening a person does not engage in Torah learning, yuchal lehislavos me hahislavos bechinas dinin kepeda bekas. It is possible that because of the excitement in davening, if it's not channeled thereafter into Limud HaTorah, it can result in dinim, which means kepeda and kas, anger. It can result in a person getting angry and getting very pedantic. Umizen istayv gamkein yesh vegasus, which can ultimately result in a form of ego, arrogance, and haughtiness, oy tarvas rois, or evil desires. So in other words, when there is the histalkus of Meichin de Abba, when there's the removal of Chochma, of Bittul, that can result, instead of Leah and Rachel being built, it can result in a yinika, in a nourishment to the klipa, which can ultimately result in the worst things. So he says, in the bracket, Zeh shekosav be'Eitz Chaim shom, and that's what's written in the Eitz Chaim there, se'es keneged leah, that the nega, of Sa'is is paralleled to Leah, Sapachas Baheres Keneged Rachel, and Sapachas and the Baheres is parallel to Rachel. Ki Leah Yeshla Oir Echad, because Leah has one light, and hence one Nega parallel, which is Sa'is, V'Rachel Beis, and Rachel has two lights, and hence parallel to Sapachas and Baheres. V'heim Gimel Alfin, and they are the three Alephs. What does that mean? V'ho'inyan. Ki Leah hi bechinas machshava. Because Leah is parallel to machshava, thought. V'Rachel hi bechinas dibur. And Rachel is parallel to speech. V'gam bechinas maisa. And deed. In other words, Leah is machshava, and Rachel is dibur and maisa. Asiya sheba atzilus hi hamalchus, which is, in the world of atzilus, parallel to the sphere of malchus. In other words, asiya is parallel to the sphere of malchus. Vayin mashakosa bepasha shlach beinyin deira midbar, meinyin leah v'rachel, behein gimel levushe machshava dibur maisa. See over there that Leah and Rachel are parallel to the three garments of thought, speech, and action. And they are drawn from Chochmah. And that's the concept of the Alfin. Because the letter Aleph is constituted of three letters. You have the Vav, which is the on its side, and a yud on the top, and a yud on the bottom. So you have the three letters of yud, vav, and yud, which all constitute the aleph, and that's the idea. The aleph represents chochmah, moichin, and hence Leah and Rachel come from moichin the Abba, which is the aleph. The three letters, the three alephs within, or the three letters within the aleph itself. Ubehistalkus oir abba, and when the light of chochma is removed, yoitzin tumurasan hanigoyim, then instead comes out negoyim, oisiyah shemehem nimshach yinika lechitzayinim. What are the negoyim? These are letters from which there comes nourishment to the klipa. Now we will understand the etymological derivation of the word metzora. V'zehu inyan metzora. What does the metzora mean? Moitzi shem ra. Now in its simple sense, it means that a person has said Lashon Hara, which resulted in Saras. However, in its inner sense, Moitzi Shem Ra can be taken literally, that this brings forth a evil name. Ukemesh Kosa Beitz Chaim, as is written in the Eitz Chaim, Shaleah V'Rachel Nikroim Shem, that Leah and Rachel are called a Shem. V'haynu k'mayim razal, as Chazal say, kol ha-Teira kula hi shmeso shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As the Ramban says at the beginning of the Torah, that the entire Torah is names of Hashem. V'heim b'chinas shem tov. So those names, which are recorded in the Torah, all the osis of the Torah, are a good name, a shem tov. V'hamadaber loshen hara, but somebody who speaks loshen hara, Shehu hepech ha-toiv, which is the opposite of good, ba'osius v'kelim de'kedusha, in letters and in kelim of kedusha, somebody who speaks badly, goyrim causes shegam lemaila, that's also above, ba'mokim shem toiv, in the place of drawing down a good name, Shehem ha'oisis v'hakelim dikdusha, which are the letters and the vessels of holiness, Yotsu Tumurason. Instead, there goes out Oisius Hanikras Shemra, letters which are called a bad name. Hence, Moitzi Shemra. Dahainu Shebechinus Shem Hahu, which means that that name, the Oisius Elu, and those letters, who Mekoyer Chayes Hara, are the source of the life force of evil. V'hainu k'meshkosa be'etz chayim, and that is what's written in the Eitz Chayim, she'mehanegoyim nimshach yinikas haklipas, that it is from the negoyim that is drawn nourishment to the klipas. V'ho'ininu, and the matter is, al derech mashakosa b'der ha'paloga, as is written by the Deir HaFloga, v'nasa lonu shem. It's written in the Torah that they, the Deir HaFloga says, let us make a name. V'al derech ze nemer ha-nefilim hoyu ba'oretz anshei ha-shem. Similarly, by the Nephilim, it says, they were men of the name. V'chein ba'adas koirach, and also by koirach, siv anshei shem. In other words, by all these not good references by the Deir HaFloga, by the Nephilim, by Korach, all of them, it's written the concept of making a shame, a name. Why? V'hayne mipnei, the reason is, shemachlokes Korach al Aaron, because the argument of Korach against Aaron, who gam kein shalei rotza shiyu ha-levim tefeilim v'nichnoim lebechines hamshachas moichin de'abo, shezeu bechines Aaron ha-koyim, because the whole machlokes of Korach against Aaron was that he didn't want to be secondary to Aaron. Now Aaron represents Moichin de Abba. Ki im liyus ha-levim dover bifnei atzmai. Rather, Korach wanted the Levim should be a separate entity. Shehu liyus bebechinas rotzei levad, which would just be in a state of rotzei. So the Zohar describes that that was the desire of Korach. He said, all of us are chosen, all of us are amazing. In other words, all of us have this tremendous rotzei. Why should there be the leadership of Aaron, which is the Moichin de Abba? And because of that, Umizan nimshech yenikas haklipas, that resulted in nourishment to the klipas, hanikras shemra, which is called the shemra. So in other words, we have the concept of the shem toiv, which is Leah and Rachel, which has precipitated through the hamshachas of Elukus in the Kelim and the Oisius of Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebalpeh. And then we have the result of just rotzoi without the moichin de Abba, which results in moitzi shemra, in a shemra coming out, which is exhibited by the Metzora, by Korach, and others. Ukemeshkosa Barabo, Parshas Bereshis, Seif Parsha Chofov, Ne'emar Kan Anshei Hashem, Ve'ne'emar Lahalan, Kruei Moed Anshei Shem. Ve'gam Miloshen Shom, it's also not just an expression of shame, but also an expression of Shom over there. Ukemeshav Koru Shom Parei, in other words, the idea of over there is something which is separate from. As we have stated, that a Metzora is considered like a dead person because of the histalkus of Meichin the Abba. V'ayin mashkos ha-me'inyin shem b'dibra ha-masal chukas ha-teira. So what is the rectification of this lack of drawing down of Moichin de Abba? V'hine hatikun shel hanegoyim urufuason. The correction and purification of negoyim and their healing, hu al yidei v'huva el akoyin, is through bringing the Metzora to akoyin. Why specifically a kohen? Ki ha kohen hu hamamshech oir abba. because it is the Kohen who is the one who draws down the light of Abba, meaning the light of Chochmah. It says about Moshe that he said to Aaron that yours is greater than theirs, because Aaron is the concept of Chochmah, which is the highest. And when Moichin de Abba is drawn down into Zah, Azai, then Yisoid Abba, the level in Chochmah called Yisoid Abba, Boikea Yisoid Ema, it breaks through the Yisoid of Bina, Vuhu Hamshachas Bechinas Hashuv, which is the drawing down of the return. Vezeu Inyan Zivug Yaakov Im Lea V'Rachel, and that is referred to in Kabbalistic language by the union of Yaakov together with Leah and Rachel. Why? Yaakov Osius Yiboka, because Yaakov is the same letters as the word Yiboka, which means a breakthrough. She Yisoid Abba Boikea Yisoid Ema, because Yisoid Abba, which is the drawing down of Chochmah, breaks through Yisoid Ema, which means there is the concept of the Shuv after the Rotzoi. Umisham Nimshech Hashpa Be'Oisis HaMachshove V'Hadibo Le'e V'Rochel Eir Ba'ad Eir, and there is drawn down the light of Chochmah into the letters of thought and speech, which are represented by Leah and Rachel. Bechinas levushim machshava dibra maisa, as explained beforehand, which are Leah and Rachel, the three levushim, garments of thought, speech, and action. Ukash meshikos of Hashem malach geos lavish, as it says that Hashem enclothed himself, enrobed himself in these levushim, in these garments. Zeu inyan zois tia toiras hamatzoira. And now we understand the expression of the pasuk that this shall be the Torah of the matzoira. O kemeshkos of Eitz Chaim Shom, as the Eitz Chaim writes, v'zel ashenoi, ki zeu inyan oimari zois tia toiras hamatzoira, ki kol bechines heyoisei matzoira, hu lesibes histalkos moichin de mitzad abba, chochma hanikras toira. The Eitz Chaim writes, how did the Metzorah come about? It is because of the removal of Moichin de Abba, which is called Torah. The in Canaan, if that's the case, Ein tikunei ela al yidei Esek HaTorah. The rectification of the Metzorah only comes through engaging in Torah. K'mayim Razal, as Chazal say, Lochin Omar Toiras Hametzayra, V'loi Taharas Hametzayra, Oich Yoytze, Ar Kan Rishonai. The Torah doesn't say this is the purification process of the Metzayra. Rather, it just says this is the Torah of the Metzayra. Why? Because what the Torah is saying is that the Metzorah is a result of the histalkus, of the removal of Meichin de Abba, and his rectification will be through the drawing down of Meichin de Abba, which is through Torah, and is drawn down through a Koyen. The Alderach Zeh Isa B'Tanchuma U'B'Yalkut, Marpe Loshen Eitz Chaim, as it's written in Tanchuma and Yalkut, the meaning of this pasuk, Shahat Torah Eitz Chaim Hi, the Torah is the tree of life, V'hi Rufuaso Shal HaMetzorah, Shahitzi Shemra, and it is the healing process of the Metzorah who gave out a Shemra. V'hainu, that means, Mishum Sh'al Yidei HaTorah, because this is through Torah, Mamshech Moichin De Abba, that there is drawn down Moichin De Abba. Bezeu toiv shem mishemen toiv. And that's what's written, that better is a name than good oil. So the simple meaning is that a good name is better than good oil. But here it means shal yedei ha-Torah shehi b'chinas shemen ha-toiv chach me'ila, that from Torah, which is good oil, a reference to Chachma, Nimshach Toiv Shem, from there is drawn down the good name, Shehu HaTovas HaShem, which is the idea of making a good name, Al Derech HaTovas HaNeiros, as the expression in preparing the candles for the menorah. In other words, through the drawing, through learning Torah, a person creates the path and the way through which there is drawn down a Shem Tov to the world. V'hainu, that means, al yedei ha-Toru mitzvahs, that through Torah mitzvahs, shehem ham-shochas shemen ha-Tov, which is the drawing down of good oil, shemen mishchas kodesh, holy oil, hepech b'china shem ra hanal, which is the opposite of the shem ra. And hence, metzora is moitzi shem ra, and the tikkun is limud hatoira, which brings down the shem toiv. V'ayin peparshas Yisrei daf pei zayin seif amen beis, v'inyin toiv shem shemen toiv, u'kemishkosu b'makamachar al posuk shemen turak shemecha. A person is only purified with words of Torah. Begin kach milin deiraisa lemekablin tuma, and because of that, words of Torah do not receive tuma. Begin the ihim kaima ledakor le'ilein masavi, because Torah can crush those bad things. Ve'asvosa be'iraisa ishtakach, and the person's refuah, their healing, is through Torah. Ve'amashkos be'pirush ramas, shehu lefi, shahatera shorsha mimoichin stimo. The Ramaz explains, how does this happen? Because Torah is in fact rooted not just in Chochmah of Atzilus, but higher than Chochmah of Atzilus, in the hidden brain of Keser, which is called Moichin Stimon. Shaba Melubash Gevura De'atik, in which there is clothed the Gevura of Pnimiyas HaKeser, which is called Atik, and there, the Gevura of Atik is the source of the sweetening of Dinim. Shemisham nimshach kra satan. From there, the satan can be ripped up. So in other words, how does a person get rid of the Shem Ra, which is the yenika lechitzonim, the nourishment of the klippas, the satan? That is through Torah, whose root is in Chochmah, whose root is in Moichin Stima, which is the Gevura of Atik, which is the source of the sweetening of Dinim. V'ayimashikos havte li'il b'parshas Tazria, b'inyin ha'tanoim v'amiroim v'oskom b'teira. See, in the previous parsha of Tazria, what is written about Tanoim Amiroim in their Torah learning, that they had the power through their Torah learning to do great miracles. But nevertheless, the tahara of the metzora had to be that he needs to be brought to the kohen. Because Torah learning has to be infused with bittul. Ukanal b'inyan shuv le'echod, as we have explained beforehand, about the idea of the return to one, meaning the infusion of bittul of chochma of meichin de'aba, Mash enken ha'omer ein lo ela teira. Whereas if a person says, I only have teira, loy bebechines yesh, afilu teira ein loy. If a person says, I have only teira, then that's egocentric, and that results in him not even having teira. Because the principle, asek, and engagement in limud ha'Torah has to be with bittul, and consequently the metzora needs to be brought to the kohen who draws down the light of Abba, the idea of bittul. And that is the refuah for the metzora.